Manufacturing has long had a two-faced identity. Joshua Ioka, the director of manufacturing at Kalamazoo's Flowserve, knows the image that most people have. Manufacturing is a solid way to make a living, he says, but a lot of people still see it as nasty, dirty work.
One of the things that growing up, I don't remember hearing about manufacturing as a desirable job, right? So my idea of working in manufacturing was, this old factory, right? The old pictures of automotive factories, you see, maybe rats on the floor, water dripping through the ceiling. Clearly it's not that.
But then Ioka walks me along the manufacturing floor of Flowserve. He points to the robotics and the stainless steel instruments.
It's climate control. It's definitely not anything like I ever expected until I got here, right?
Yeah.
So it's hard to get people in the door.
The problem Ioka's talking about is one faced by manufacturers across the state. Manufacturing has transformed, he says. It's technology-driven now. He says that should be appealing to workers who don't want to just push buttons. But it also requires his workers to learn specific skills, like CNC machining, to operate these instruments. And right now, manufacturers say, there simply isn't enough labor.
So who do we find with these skill sets?
Julie Parks is the director of workforce training at Grand Rapids Community College. She says during the 2008 recession, manufacturers didn't invest in finding new talent who could handle these new jobs.
And so now you have these groups of people who have been great technicians for years. Well, they're getting ready to retire now. They can retire. Their 401ks are better. And now there's nobody behind them because we didn't invest in these apprentices, and now there's nobody. And so, oh my gosh, we have the skill shortage.
Park says manufacturers know they can't wait around for students anymore. So now they're taking a new approach. Manufacturers are now going to college and paying for students' educations as a way to ensure that they can hire them later on. The latest example is at Kalamazoo Valley Community College, which recently joined the statewide Michigan Advanced Technician Training Program, or MAT Squared. The program itself is actually based on a German program of apprenticeships. The idea behind it is this. Students are recruited shortly out of high school for the program. They spend 8 weeks in the classroom learning CNC machining, then 8 weeks on the job at a manufacturer, then back to the classroom, and then back to the job.
And they alternate these for a three-year period of time.
Tom Busick is the Dean of Business and Industrial Trades at KBCC. He says by the end of those 3 years,
when they're finished with that, they come out with a CNC machinist degree.
To a student, it's an appealing pitch. You get a degree. You get a guaranteed job out of high school. And your future employer pays for all of your college tuition. As for employers, the selling point is they get a guaranteed workforce with the right skills for the job.
Immediately we thought, hey, this is the opportunity for us to invest into new talent.
That's Joshua Ioka with Flowserve again.
It will give them the opportunity for them to get an education, and we will develop a good pipeline of talent, something that's going to be more sustainable.
However, as you might imagine, the program is still a tough sell. Can an employer handle paying $20,000 just to secure a qualified worker?
That's the scary part. But when, like I mentioned before, if you take somebody that's highly efficient off their machine to train somebody that's green for 6 months or 3 months, that's a lot of money. And we believe that with all the analysis we've done, that the return on investment of this is going to outweigh the other alternative that we've been doing.
So on its surface, the program sounds good. New workers for companies, guaranteed jobs, and no debt for students. But even at KBCC, these incentives aren't making enough of a difference so far. Tom Busick at KBCC says the MAT Squared program needs about 15 students to sustain itself. But right now, it's only got 6.
We probably need about 3 times the number of students that we had the first go around.
So if this doesn't work, what will? Well, Julie Parks with Grand Rapids Community College says she expects it's going to take investment even earlier, way earlier.
We have to figure out a way to expose students to different careers. Because, you know, those people in first grade, those first grade students, what we're training them for doesn't exist today.
Parks says by doing things like bringing robotics labs into elementary schools, manufacturers can change their image. It may take 10 years, she says, but right now, it's their only option. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.